Go ahead, Kevin.
When I said Radiodity handled the warranty, no questions asked, actually there was probably about 6 emails that went back and forth. The thing that really helped in my favor is I was able to update the base unit with the same computer, software, firmware release, and programming cable for the base unit, but no matter how hard I tried, with all the different things they asked me to try, the bootloader in the head unit would not respond. And I had asked them, because I was really reluctant to release my radio and into the ether and find out whether I was going to get it back or not in time for February. And they did not recommend running 2 different releases, one on the head unit and one on the other. So we concluded after all this that the head unit was not updatable. Since the programming port is also the cat control port, this might have something to do with why my FT4 transmission cut out almost as soon as they start. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. But anyway, they're going to take care of it. It's on its way. I'm going to be HS-less for a while, but I'd rather have a working radio. So that's all I got. Back to you, Scott. WATCM, this is KF8AGY.